Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. In November, it'll be 15 years since my mother died from ovarian cancer. There are so many of us who have lost loved ones to cancer, and joining us today is Ian Jacklin, a documentary filmmaker who is working hard to increase awareness about alternative and natural remedies. He is the producer and director of the incredible documentary iCureCancer.com. iCureCancer.com is a documentary chronicling the life and death struggles of people with deadly diseases. We hear firsthand the ride these individuals had navigating these alternative courses. It explains how the medical monopoly has intentionally prevented these cures from reaching the market or becoming widespread modern-day knowledge. Each year, 500,000 people are diagnosed with cancer. Millions more have other deadly or chronic illnesses. Our hospitals should be healing centers that incorporate the best medical practices mankind has ever devised, blending ancient techniques proven over centuries with the most recent technological advances of allopathic medicine. Ian, welcome to It's Your Health on Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM.
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, I absolutely loved your film, iCureCancer.com. Now, can you tell us how you got interested in alternative and natural cancer care?
Yeah, absolutely. Over 12 years ago, my girlfriend, I just met this girl, actually. We're doing a play together in Hollywood. We're both actors. And I had overheard her telling a friend that she had cured herself of cancer in between rehearsal sessions. And so I had to figure that one out because I never heard that cancer was curable. So I said to her, I said, what did you just say? She said, well, I just found out UCLA doctor said I'm a medical miracle. I cured myself of cancer because they had given me a year to live, and it's been 8 months, and I'm now cancer-free. And I was always crazy about this girl. We actually dated for a while, so I got to know her very well as we were doing the play and when we dated. And so she explained to me how she did it, and this is way back in the day before anybody knew anything about alternative medicine. At least I certainly didn't. I did not know cancer was curable. And it's so funny because she's such a strong and powerful woman. Her name's Cynthia Brooks, J. Cynthia Brooks. She's a talented actress. She used to be on Days of Our Lives. And she explained to me what she was doing, which was basically juicing a lot of the anti-cancer vegetables, dark green vegetables. And it's basically, in a nutshell, what she did and didn't even know what it would have been called back then is an alkaline diet. And that's the one string that I must say that is common with almost all protocols I've studied over the last 12 years that people have in common that are successful in curing cancer is to get on an alkaline diet to bring their pH level from 5 or so. Because if you get down to around 4.5, I think, is when you die. If you got cancer, your pH level is probably 5. You can get pH strips from your pharmacist or your natural health food store and test your saliva in the morning and see what your pH level is. Average for people, I think, is around 6.4. But if you're 5, you're cancerous and you're dying. So you get your pH level up to a 7.2, 7.4, cancer cannot live. And you do that through strict diet, basically. You cut out processed foods, breads, pastas. And it's kind of just a typical sort of almost vegetarian diet. You can have some meat still, like fish and chicken. Everything's got to be organic, totally organic. So I won't spend too much time on that, but that's a general idea. And plus, enzymes are very important, a lot of different supplements. Most protocols sort of have that common approach. And that's what she did, and she cured herself. So it put me on a path to find out if other people were doing this too. And sure enough, thanks to the Internet, I started finding people. But I wouldn't just read the stories on the site. I would look for a phone number, and I would call them, and I'd put a voice to their story to find out if they were making it up or not, you know. And then eventually, because I was an actor, I eventually became a filmmaker, and I thought as soon as I got good enough with the camera and editing, I was going to make this film, and I did. And so I eventually put the camera on people while they were telling me their stories, how they cured themselves of cancer, because you can give me all the studies you want. I don't really care. I was a pro kickboxing champion when I was younger, and I learned to be a great fighter by studying, you know, Lennox Lewis, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield for the hands, and then Bruce Lee for the feet, you know. So I did the same thing.
Wow, your perseverance is incredible, and your film, I mean, you can see the love in it and that you really care about what you're doing. And You know, you interviewed several doctors, including Dr. Forsyth, Dr. Walker, Dr. Minton, Dr. Bernardo, Dr. Wallach, and more, and all of them have seen the benefits of alternative natural medicine in treating cancer. And I thought it was interesting, Minton practiced allopathic medicine for 10 years, and he got a PhD in molecular biology, and now he's a homeopathic physician. And Dr. Walker in Mexico cured himself. And, you know, Dr. Wallach brought up that medical research is an industry that is affected, you know, by who is providing the grant money. And that was just so unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be a big theme, is that it really is about money, and it's really, really sad.
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, I like to call this word around the campfire, because I don't want to say this is absolute 100% fact, although
sure.
It is, and you can look it up. But word around the campfire is back in around 1908, Rockefeller and Carnegie, decided to sort of, because they had the pharmaceutical companies, they already owned the textbook companies, and they started basically investing in the medical schools with major contributions, and they were able to sort of manipulate who was on the boards and basically kind of got rid of anything that worked, which would be the natural, you know, vitamins and minerals and Mother Earth stuff, and because you can't patent those, so there was no money in it. And kind of leaned everything towards the chemical, the drugs, so they could make a profit. They had no intentions of helping we the people. They just, you know, were interested in their profits. So that was the two things. I learned two things from all these guys that cured themselves of cancer. And that was basically, one, that cancer was curable. That's huge. Number two, even more interesting, what is it has been all along. I mean, the American Indians used a thing called bloodroot back in the day for, it's worked on all kinds of cancer, but especially skin cancer. And this is one message I want to get out to everybody right now listening. Skin cancer is 100% curable. Now, I'm not a doctor, you know, but, so I guess I'm allowed to say that because I'm a filmmaker and I've interviewed doctors who aren't allowed to say that, but they tell me behind closed doors, and I interview their patients who had skin cancer and no longer have skin cancer because there is black cells out there made from bloodroot and different kinds of stuff from South America that you put that on your cancer, it draws it out, the roots and all, whereas Western medicine will just slice it off and then give you chemo radiation, you know, on to boot, which just makes you sicker, and it hardly ever works. I mean, it always comes back. So I just want people to know, and you can tell I'm getting passionate about it. I know we have very little time to speak.
No, I think it's great.
You know, God forbid you get skin cancer, you look into alternative methods because they have stuff that is 100. I've had two or three doctors I've interviewed now. Again, they can't tell the people this, but they tell me there's that 100% success rate in curing cancer.
I believe it. You know, it's funny because I had the pleasure of interviewing the voice of alternative medicine, Burton Goldberg. I think he's great on It's Your Health. And he brought up so many important issues from using Chinese herbs and German enzymes and, you know, detoxification and, of course, the big business of cancer. And iCureCancer.com, Burton said, quote, "We try to cover up the efficacy of natural medicine because it goes against the chemical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex." And it sounds like what you're saying, like even with these doctors, it has to be behind closed doors, and that you can't even say what you know is true. And it's so sad, again, that it comes down to money and not people.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And it's too bad. But things are changing, thank God for the Internet, because people can now research on their own and heal themselves. I tell people, if you have a Western medical doctor, great, use them for the test. That's all you want to use them for is the test, you know. But then find a good alternative doctor. You know, some people go all the way down to Mexico if they can afford it, or different parts where the FDA and the AMA aren't around to bother you. But you can just through emails and phone calls. You know, the one guy I tell everybody to go to is one of the stars of my film, Dr. Bernardo. He schools people over the phone, sends them the vitamins and minerals and all the different supplements they should be taking. And you're looking at maybe 500 to 1,000 a month for a few months, but he's got like a 95% success rate in curing people. And he doesn't do it for money. He marks up a little bit for his time and effort, but the guy's, you know, he's not like one of these multi-gazillionaire oncologists that's killing people with their radiation and their surgery and the chemo. I mean, so it's like, don't worry about the hype and all the, you know, the conspiracy theories. Just, if you have cancer right now, don't worry. It's a lot more treatable than you think. And just get on the internet. Be your own, you know, advocate. Look for the information. Go to iCureCancer.com. Go to iCureCancer.ning.com. That's N-I-N-G. That's one where you can actually sign up and talk to other people that have cancer and see what they're doing. That's, you know, it's time for us to end that God. I mean, you know, our doctor is God. Our doctor is not God.
Oh, gosh, I know.
God,
I have such a thing about arrogant doctors. And again, here I have a health show. I've been lucky, but I interview very nice doctors, so I need to make sure I say that. But, yeah, I've run into plenty that are just, oh, my goodness, so arrogant.
Well, the good thing is, thanks to, like, films like mine and the Internet and everything, our consciousness is being raised for the masses, and people are learning that they don't have to do that anymore. They can find out better stuff. They can learn more about treating cancer in probably 2 hours on the Internet than their oncologist will know.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because I heard that you want to do the natural remedies before you're all chemo and radiated out. Because what happened with my mother, she had between stage 3 and 4 ovarian, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
And she had 6 surgeries and 18 chemos, but she also had her whole entire bed was covered with supplements. I mean, she did the alternative stuff, but I think her cancer was pretty advanced. And she had done so much chemo and surgery and everything. Did you learn that at all, that you
Absolutely.
Really want to do the natural stuff first?
Absolutely. Yeah, very good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something else people need to know. It took you probably 10 years to get the cancer, so you're not going to die tomorrow because of it. And this is where the doctors, they're almost like salesmen. They want you, oh, my God, we got to schedule surgery right away. We got to get you in for chemo treatments and radiation. No, that's the last thing you do. I mean, sure, if you try everything in the book that's alternative, it is not working, then give Western medicine a shot. I mean, because you're going to die anyway. But that's the thing. Western medicine will probably kill you before it cures you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the thing with that, you start with the naturopathic stuff, and you'll find, even stage 4, I mean, if you haven't destroyed your body with the radiation and the drugs, you know, your immune system isn't destroyed, you start pumping that immune system up, you get your pH level to 7.4 where the cancer can't live. Next thing you know, your body does what it's supposed to do, you know, and it heals. And let me not forget the power of the mind, whether you want to pray to your God or whatever it is. It's power, it's a focus of your intention, you know, the law of attraction, all this stuff that we hear about in this day and age. Power of mind is key. Faith is key. So it's like mind, body, soul. Treat your body with the good natural supplements from a good naturopathic doctor. Get on an alkaline diet and, you know, pray or just believe, just know. You know, your thoughts make you acidic, and that's what Dr. Barnardo says. You don't die of cancer, you die of acidosis. Because your body's become acidic. That's why you get it alkaline. You know, you clear it all out. You clear your head out, because it's usually a mental trauma thing that could have happened too that stimulates the cancer growth. I mean, sorry, I just get so crazy.
No, you can never apologize. I think your passion is fantastic. Just a second. And, it's incredible. And I'm passionate about what I do. I'm passionate about health, and that's why I'm so glad to have had you on the show. And I want to encourage people to, you know, do some research on alkaline diets and also the other things that, you know, the nutritional therapies and vitamin C therapy. Oh, the one thing I wanted to ask you before we go is, there was a woman whose son had a tumor in his brain, had cancer, and she did something called MVA? I couldn't understand. Poly-NVA? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Poly-NVA, yes. That's
NVA. What is
that? V as in Victor. That's, that was quite a while ago when I shot that film, and I haven't heard much about that lately. To be honest, I don't know much. But that brings me to my point now, actually. I'm actually remaking iCureCancer.com with not so much a budget, but I have better filmmaking skills now. And the reason why that one didn't go viral was because the production value wasn't quite up to par. So, but now as a better filmmaker, it will be. And I've already got Marielle Hemingway interviewed in it, because she cured her ex-husband of cancer years and years ago using alternatives. And I'm really hoping I get Suzanne Summers. I'm putting out to the universe that I can't make a cancer film without having, like making a blues documentary without Aretha Franklin. So, you know.
You got to get Suzanne, you know. I mean, hey, that's actually where I learned about, she's the one that talked about needing to, you know, not get all chemo radiated out from Knockout, because I had interviewed, you know, her for that. So I'm putting it out in the universe as well. Well, you're fabulous, Ian, and I really love your film, and I'm excited to see the next one. Now, how can people learn more about you?
Well, they can go to ianjacklin.com to get the general idea of everything I do, from the kickboxing championship days to the acting to the filmmaking. But if they have cancer, I would go to icurecancer.com. And even more importantly, because I'm not able to fix that site. I'm not a webmaster. But the one site I can update is icurecancer.ning.com, N-I-N-G, which is a networking site. Like, you can join up kind of like you would Facebook, and you can talk to other people that are on there that are treating their cancers. And, you know, there's power in numbers, definitely. So that's something I would advise. And just get a hold of me through Facebook. You know, I'm G.I. Jacqueline on Facebook. I post a lot of, as I learn, I'm posting things there, and I'm connected with a lot of intelligent people that are in the same field. So, you know.
It's great. That's how we met. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's been a great thing. Well, if people want to reach me, they can also find me on Facebook, and they can go to itsyourhealthradio.org. I hope everyone has a terrific week. Keep being healthy. If you are diagnosed with cancer or someone you love, make sure to check out icurecancer.com and just learn as much as you can, because, again, like Ian said, you are your own. You need to be your own advocate. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.